This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
As much as you are, but I'm blessed.
You know, I was just thinking about Edward Snowden. You know, he's the former CIA employee, and he allegedly leaked some classified information from the National Security Agency without prior authorization, and he disclosed some global surveillance programs to we the villagers, and you know. We heard of these things and we talked about these things, but he said, yeah, no, they're real. They're real. And so he became hunted by the United States government for what he did. And some people say he committed crimes. Well, I think he's a national hero.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, there's another guy who may end up being a national hero as well. And this guy is an alleged pervert.
You mean Wiener himself?
Yeah, him. Yeah, Wiener. Anthony Wiener married to Huma Aberdeen, and she is Hillary's closest confidant. And so Anthony Wiener has been allegedly exposing himself to young people and I guess anybody who would pay attention.
I'm not sure he cares whether it's young, old, male, or female.
Right. I don't know. But what I'm saying is he may be a national hero as well because his escapades seem to have had an impact negatively on the Clinton campaign for the presidency of the United States. Now, if his antics end up undoing her taking that seat in the Oval Office, I think he just might be considered a national hero as well, even though...
I'd recommend him for Secretary of State.
So, I was just thinking about that, and it's interesting how at the last minute this dirt is having such an impact. And, you know, we knew this for years. So I guess maybe it's time that I share with our broadcast class a little bit of what happened to me in regards to Anthony Wiener.
I didn't know you were interested.
Well, I was interested in making sure he got all the fame, notoriety that he deserved. And in that light, I would find articles on the Internet, and I would share them at our website. And all of a sudden, I got these nasty grams threatening me by lawyers. So lawyers were threatening me, and so naturally I did what I always do, and that's ramp up. You know, when a lawyer threatens me, I just increase whatever it is I'm doing that they don't like. So I did that. And the nasty grams have stopped so far, but you know they've threatened to sue us and so forth. But here's the point: the point is that I believe that's tied to the Hillary campaign, because who cares about Anthony Wiener except for the fact that he's tied to his wife and who's tied to Hillary Clinton. So the Clinton machine, I believe, is doing everything it can to silence any negativity that they have caused. And we're not, you know, we're not causing the negativity. We're just making sure that they get all the credit they deserve by sharing it on the internet. So we didn't cause it; they did.
I'm totally with you. I think it's wonderful. I mean, it's just such a small part of the whole evil empire of the Clintons, that, but it needs to be talked about, voted against, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it'll be a happy day in America for those with brains when they find out that if we find out that Hillary has not been selected to further destroy the United States of America. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, I pray that she goes down. I'd like it to be a landslide in the other direction to prove just how bad she is. But I would settle for one vote.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Shuley, we're getting calls from all over the country.
I don't doubt people listen to us are in general attuned to the same thought.
Well, yes, and the calls are in sync with our way of thinking, and people are very concerned. I'm talking about people who listen to us on the radio, students, instructors, even people I meet on the street, if you will, are very, very concerned. And no one, I haven't met a single person yet in the last several months who thinks that everything is going just splendidly. People are afraid. They're afraid of collapse. They're afraid of absence of health care, doctors, and so forth. Everything you can think about that they enjoy in their lives, they're worried about losing that.
Well, if she is elected, I honestly cannot see how we can avoid a civil war.
Yeah,
a true war.
And many people whom I chat with, I don't go, hey, let's have a civil war. I mean, I'm not doing that. Or let's have a revolution. I'm not doing that. But people are saying to me, I think this is going to happen. They're suggesting that it's a real serious, distinct possibility that we will go that way because of the kinds of corruption that we see. And we, you know, how is it possible that a serious candidate such as Hillary Clinton, when I say serious, I don't mean that, I mean that she is a contender for the presidency.
Yeah, I mean, elected by the leftistas to this position.
Right,
to run.
Right. And you have to wonder, you know, her friends are people like Barney Frank, who is a pervert in his own ways. We've got Anthony Weiner. I mean, how can somebody be associated?
And who is a greater pervert than Bill Clinton?
Well, yeah, there you go.
I mean, come on. Weiner is a small fry compared to Bill Clinton.
Right, and allegedly there's this young man who claims that he is the son of William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. And he wants a small piece of Monica Lewinsky's blue dress to prove. to prove. Unequivocally.
He's as off as his father.
Well, he wants to prove that genetically that Bill Clinton is in fact his father. And now what? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we are in this state of affairs in the United States, that we would even consider someone like in the Clinton family again after all the scandals. And how is it possible that Hillary could not be tainted by the antics of Bill? How would that be possible? It's not possible.
No way.
So, Dr. Shuley, do you have an event tonight in Springfield?
I do. I'm going to teach people how to use their own brain to control pain that, you know, not for some immediate urgency that needs medical care, but for the aftermath of continuing pain. You bet. Interestingly, somebody from our show from Alton, Illinois, sent me a note. They're driving over for it.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? We have, you know, we have students who call the house and they say, "Hey, listen, I'm going to be in Missouri. I'd love to come and visit you." And it, you know, it's really nice. It's nice when people are actually paying attention and they think that maybe we're worth spending some time with because they can learn from some of the things that we say, do, and show. And I think that's wonderful. So that's great. So that's tonight. Is that 6 o'clock to 7 p.m.?
6 o'clock at the Doubletree on Kearney and Glenstone.
Yep, in Springfield, Missouri. Absolutely free. And you'll be in a theater. Dr. Sheely and I have broadcasted there together, along with Dan Swindell, and we broadcasted live on KWTO one afternoon, and it was really fun. And the it's a small theater. It holds about 100 people, and it's very, very comfortable. It's like going to a movie theater, and I think you'll love it. So if you get a chance, that's tonight. Tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Doubletree in Springfield, Missouri. And that's November 2nd tonight. Okay, Dr. Sheely, I had an experience I'd like to share with you. I was traveling about 1,100 miles to go to my high school reunion, 45th high school reunion. And I didn't make it, but I got close. I got within an hour and a half of there, and then we had a massive hydraulic leak in our car. And I ended up spending 2 days at a rest stop in Maryland, and it's called Maryland House. And Maryland House just went over, I believe it's a $30 million renovation at Maryland House, and it's a huge complex. And the point I'd like to discuss with you is two things. One, Maryland House has done away with urinals that flush with water. Now, to describe this, and I don't want to be too graphic, class, but I'd like to describe this for medical purposes and health purposes. The urinals along the wall are similar in design to a 5 gallon bucket, and they taper off to an air trap, if you will, or a gas seal, if you will, which is filled with some clear liquid that is lighter than urine. So when you use this urinal, the urine goes down the side of this porcelain. We'll call it a bucket, but it's a urinal. And there's no water. No water used at all. No water anywhere involved in the flushing of this. And as a matter of fact, you cannot flush this. And I'd like to ask Dr. Sheely, what about disease potential in this kind of an environment when we come back? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, RevelationTheMovie.info. Americans need to see this film. RevelationTheMovie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. By the way, Dr. Shealy, a lot of broadcasters on alternative media use Skype. We don't, unless I'm connecting to another network. If I connect to Republic Broadcasting and am a guest there, you know, I might connect via Skype. And I sometimes communicate with those overseas via Skype. Well, so now I got a message, first time, and it says, sorry, we could not connect to Skype. Please check your internet connection and try again. And there's a retry button. Well, it's not me. Skype has done something, and I just did a little bit of research, and it's not me, and there's a, you know, there's a fix, and I have to figure out what that is. I don't have time while I'm on the air to do that, but I just wanted to share with our class that I have a feeling that this has something to do with the alternative media and those who use Skype to get the word out. Maybe it has something to do with Hillary and her campaign, because I don't know many who would be in the alternative media area realm who would be in her camp. So this may be just one more way of silencing those of us who don't approve of her, her husband, her family, her foundation, or
her life.
So, right, right. So I just wanted to share that. So, Dr. Shealy, I was at this Maryland house, and it's in between the, it's like a wide strip of land between the north and southbound lanes of Interstate 95. And they have these urinals along the wall, and they look like the size of 5-gallon buckets. Now, there's some physical problems with this design. One is there's no water used at all in the flushing, because there's no flush handle, there's no flush button, there's no flush sensor. There's nothing that determines whether someone is using the urinal and automatically flushes for them, because maybe they can't remember to flush the urinal, you know, the way we used to. But there's no water used at this thing at all. And it's the size of a 5-gallon bucket. Now, these, you know, we farmers use these 5-gallon buckets for all kinds of things, like hydraulic fluid, and maybe we buy 5 gallons of motor oil at a time. And so we use these buckets. I'm trying to describe the size of this thing. And you can't get that close to it because it's not shaped for a man to walk up to this thing and get close, because it's like the size of a 5-gallon bucket. So naturally, gravity is ever present, and there's drop after drop, and actually it's more than a drop. It's like puddles of urine right below this urinal where, you know, whoever is using it seems to miss. Well, I'm concerned about that, because you're pretty much going to be standing in urine and track that all everywhere you go until it dries up.
You made me want to go outside well, already.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, you're at this urinal, and you look at this puddle, and you say, well, you know what? I don't think I'm going to get too close. So I'm going to do a long shot, you know, maybe from 2 feet away.
And that with a few drinks
that might,
in between.
Well, that might work, you know, for part of the process. But, you know, at the end of the process, there's going to be a trail from the urinal to right between where the guy's legs are or feet are. So it's not this isn't going to work. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to be too graphic about this, but what I do want to do is underscore what a ridiculous design this is. So then they have, in order to compensate for this, they have a staff. Now, the only reason I know this, Dr. Sheely, is I had the good fortune of spending 2 days at this rest stop. So I got a chance to, you know, go into the washroom and shave at the, you know, at the sink. And I got a chance to see a lot of what happens there. And there's a full-time staff that has mops and maybe some kind of disinfectant. And they will literally close off one. There's two sides to this restroom. They'll literally close off one side and then maintain that. And that probably takes an hour or two. And then they open up that side that they just cleaned, and they race over to the other side and mop that up, and then switch back and forth. So when we come back, can you talk about, are there any health hazards to this tracking urine all over, spraying, you know, the floors? And then also, for those who use the stalls, when you hit one of those stall flush buttons that does use water, there's a lot of spray.
Life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds. During
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And that's where you can sign up for the same free newsletter that I get multiple times per week. So, Dr. Shealy, we're talking about public restrooms and this urinal that has no way of flushing it. And to clean it, some guy has to walk around with some kind of a device, either to spray it with some disinfectant. I'm talking about the entire urinal, the top, bottom, left, right, inside, outside, everything, and go from urinal to urinal to urinal, then clean up the urine on the floor and repeat the process, you know, throughout his whole shift. And then, so do you think that there is an increased risk of transmitting disease by standing in urine using this type of a urinal? Or is it,
no question about it. You know, any way you look at it, if you get urine on the soles of your feet, shoes, it's going to come up on your shoes to some extent. And you have to put your shoes on. And you can't put your shoes on without touching them.
Right. And shoelaces sometimes drag, you know, on the sides of the shoes. So,
and then you I consider that a public hazard.
Well, the government of Maryland, it's maryland.gov, their website has this Maryland house. So, class, if you want to look at it. Now, I'm not so sure that they feature images of these urinals on their website, but they do talk about, you know, proactive ecology. They do talk about that. And
actually, this sounds to me as if it uses a lot more than the water to flush a urinal. I mean, you know, if they've got to clean the floor several times a day, probably minimum, it's hardly what you could call green.
Oh, no, I'm thinking hourly, Dr. Shuley. I think they clean it about literally hourly.
That's got to be 10 times more expensive than having water flush the urinal.
And so here's the next question. This would be asking you for medical advice, if you will, for using a public commode. Now, when someone flushes one of those commodes, typically, if it's not one that automatically detects that it should be flushed, if it has one of those flush handles that you... some people might press them with their hand. I wouldn't even think about that.
Well, I try to lift my foot up to press those.
Now, when you do that, that means it's pretty hard to not face that commode. And those things have a high-pressure water jet that swirls that water around and cleans that commode. And I'm sure there are small... there's a mist of whatever was in the toilet that becomes airborne and hits you, you know, sprays a person. You just don't see it. I think that that's what happens. Is there a concern with using public restrooms, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, yes.
For that reason,
I have to be in serious dire to consider using one.
Okay. All right. So, class, and maybe here is the answer, or partial answer. Make sure that you are ready to get out of there when you hit that flush handle, and try not to face. Really,
have the door open,
you know,
and be ready to sprint.
And so, what do you use to open that door? I would suggest you use a fresh piece of toilet paper on your hand, because think about all of those surfaces that have been touched by the people who just used that facility before you. Now, I don't know anyone who has washed his hands or her hands inside the inside that commode area. You can't. There's no water to wash your hands. I mean,
right? I consider the whole public restroom repulsive.
Okay. So, class, keep that in mind as you travel. And, Dr. Shuley, what I've decided to do is travel less frequently. I mean,
Take a jog.
Well, seriously, I've decided that I really don't want to travel as much as I have. And I really don't want to eat at restaurants very frequently anymore. I just want to go back under my rock here. You know, Mrs. Finelli said that, you know, no one used to know who we were, and we were, you know, we just weren't known. And sometimes I really want to go back under that rock where we weren't known. I want to stay home, Dr. Shuley. That's what I want to do. I want to stay home.
I agree. That's just one of the many, many problems of travel.
Now, you had mentioned pain. You're going to teach how to cope with pain in your seminar tonight at the DoubleTree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri, 6:00 to 7:00. Plenty of time for questions and meeting Dr. Shuley personally. I suggest that if you have that opportunity, if you're in the area, or if you can make the trip, I suggest you consider doing that. It will probably be one of life's memorable events, going to that event and meeting Dr. Shealy. And I'm saying that with all sincerity. I remember you talking about this several times on the air, Dr. Shealy, managing pain and putting yourself in a place mentally where you can deal with pain. And I remember not too long ago being in the dentist chair. And I really love my dentist. His name is Dr. Howard Shane. He's a USA Preparis instructor. Those of you who've been to the Get Prepared Expos and gone to a seminar, you know who he is. He's the dentist who will say, you know, in the front of a seminar, he'll say to his new patients, okay, this is not going to hurt me. And so I was in the chair, and the chair was reclined, and I'm hanging on for dear life, you know. And I remember what you said. And so I mentally put myself in another place. And everything was so much better. And it works. Is that what you're going to be teaching tonight?
Yes, that kind of thing. There's several of these mental imagery things that one can do to detach from what's going on around you, and we'll play with those. I don't mean that in a facetious way. I think mm-hmm. exploring the sun should be fun, not work.
Mm-hmm. 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 And, you know, I don't know anyone who really looks forward to being in the dental chair, really. Even if you have a wonderful friend who is your dentist, and even if you have an extremely competent dentist. It's still open wide, and then you know you hear the sound of the drill, and you get the Novocaine, and you know it's not all that pleasant. But literally, I can tell you that I put myself in another place, and it was fine, and before I knew it, it was over. So it was great. It was great, so that's. I think if you can, class, please try to meet up with Dr. Shealy and learn how to do this. So, Dr. Shealy, when I was, and by the way, there's no charge for tonight's adventure, seriously, learning adventure. It's an educational adventure. And if you start your own business and you consider this an educational adventure, the travel at around 56 cents a mile to there, from there, and if you grab a bite to eat, all of that is tax deductible if this is an educational part of your business. So consider that, please. Dr. Shealy, when I was stranded at Maryland House, and I noticed in the restroom they didn't have a fan. I mean, they didn't have a window. So they had a fan blowing air around, just circulating it around. And I noticed that the fan was colored white. But the blades of the fan and the grill of the fan had this black dust stuck on the surfaces, the cage, and the fan blades. The reason I'm mentioning this is I believe that that black dust is the air that is in the area where all of this traffic is. The diesels going up and down the highway, the diesels refueling at this rest stop that had fuel stations. And the brake linings that become airborne as we use our automotive and truck brakes. So I think that's what these black particles are attached to the fan blades and the fan housing. And that brings me to the next point, and I want to tie all this together if I can. And I was at a person's house, and I remember they had a fan on their in their house, and it had the same black dust. And this was not right next to this Maryland house, but it was in a congested area in terms of population. So the question is, Dr. Shealy, do you think that this black dust, which is airborne, no question about it, and I'm sure it's under the refrigerator cooling coils of refrigerators of people who live in congested areas, do you think that this is maybe one of the reasons why we are having more respiratory problems, more cancers and so forth, these airborne particles?
Well, it's part of the whole, yes, no question about it. I mean, let's face it, the air contains all kinds of toxins, chemical poisons from 550,000 poisons that are released into the atmosphere every year, mold, you know, it's not the cleanest thing in the world.
I was reading about, and I don't have it in front of me, I'm going by memory, but there is this new disease that doctors are studying. It's a respiratory disease, and I believe it's in Pennsylvania. And they're pointing to the air and the water causing this disease in respiratory distress in a wealthy area of Pennsylvania. And they're saying that it's coming from the air and the water. Now, we've believed that for a long time, that you can get sick from drinking water that's that has bacteria and so forth in it, and you can get sick from air with the bacteria in it. Is there a way that we can prevent getting sick from air and water, Dr. Shields? Is there something that we can do to make sure that, you know, that next sip of water that we have while we travel isn't going to make us sick? Is there something that we can do?
That's a biggie.
Let's think about that and talk about it when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us. Norm Shuley is with us. And we're talking about water and drinking water as you travel. And, of course, breathing air as you travel is not much of an option there. What can we do to protect ourselves, Dr. Shuley? Is there something that you do when you travel to make sure that, you don't get Montezuma's revenge or, you know, or some other... malady. Okay, so we just lost Dr. Shuley, and we're going to get him right back. And so there's a story on thecollegefix.com, and it says, trending, universities work to purge male students of their, quote, toxic, unquote, masculinity. Universities across the nation are taking steps to actively purge male students of what has been labeled toxic masculinity. Examples abound of campuses hosting training sessions and groups and meetings and lectures and other programs to effectively cleanse what many campus leaders and left-leaning scholars contend is an unhealthy masculinity in young men today. And so where instances we're talking about male we're talking about male masculinity and how some institutions of higher learning are interested in purging male students of their toxic masculinity. Dr. Shuley, I mentioned this with Captain John Reagan yesterday, that there was a woman who was having difficulty putting air in her tires as I was traveling. And I stopped with Mrs. Finelli, and I asked if she was having trouble and or needed any assistance. And she said, yeah, she really could, because she used this air pump at a gas station to fill her tires. And what happened was she let the air out of their tires instead of increasing the air in the tires. So she had the exact opposite effect of what she was trying to accomplish. And so I was, you know, it was wet out, and I was on the pavement, sitting down, because I had to get enough pressure to get air in this tire. And a woman came out, was there. She was an employee of the gas station. She said, "A real man," and you know, I was I was really surprised. You know, I was in the dark, you know, with this dim light overhead.
Flash.
Yeah. So. we're losing masculinity. And this woman, the employee, was kind of surprised to see, you know, a male helping someone who needed help. So why is it, do you think, that we're trying to rid men of their masculinity? Do you have any ideas why we're doing this?
Because the left wing is neutered, if you
will. And they want everyone else to be.
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
I think they are among the most negative force on the face of the earth.
And, you know, Dr. Shuley, as I was helping this, I'm guessing around 30 years old, this woman, my concern was that she might have thought that I was going to be a predator, you know. And but I, you know, I made sure she knew my wife was in the car. And it was very surprising, her reaction to getting assistance from some passerby, if you will. So I think that we can still do that and help people in need, you know. And then there are those who want to take advantage of anyone who would be willing to help. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just being helpful, just being.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, to me, there's only one purpose in being here, and that's to help other people. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it should be almost any way that is comfortable for you to do so.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, we're going into the top of the hour break, and here are some of the things on my list. Can we regrow a tooth that has been cracked, for example, if both pieces are together? Another thing is loneliness and electronic gadgets. Are we substituting friendship and fellowship with electronic gadgets like cell phones? And then an egg a day, can it cut the risk of a stroke? As being claimed, and physician-assisted suicide. It passed in Washington, D.C. And then age spots. Those are some of the things that I've got on my list. And, of course, we'll go to your list as well. Dr. Shuley's with us, Dr. Norm Shuley, normshuley.com.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.